Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministry. We're still talking about the things we need to do to walk in the anointing of God so we can be obedient to the Word and do what the Lord says and get our prayers answered. Well, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the Word as it goes out today as we study and read your magnificent owner's manual that you've given to us, a created being. May we read it. May we read it slow. And may we get it, and may you reveal to us the truth of this mighty book so we can be obedient to it, so we can hide it in our hearts, so we will not sin against you. And we praise you and thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, to walk this whole week, we've been talking about the things we need to do to walk in the anointing of God so that the Holy Spirit will be upon us, so we can get our prayers answered, so we can see the Lord do great and mighty things. And there is so many things in here that the Lord told us to do. And he told us over and over and over some of these things. So today we're going to go to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 1. And he asked us a question to start at. He said, if you then be risen with Christ. If, that's the very first thought. If you are risen with Christ, then he says, seek those things which are above. At where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So that's where our King is seated today. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. He says you're to set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Well, how many Christians do you know that set their affections on things above and not on things on the earth? There's some people who will kill you if you dent their new car. That's not setting your affection on things above. That's setting your affections on things on the earth. Don't put your, don't put all your affections and things on things of the earth, because it can be here today and gone tomorrow. As we've known, and we've seen in the news just recently, as it's constantly there about hurricanes and tornadoes and mudslides and ocean earthquakes and everything else, you can have stuff and you can work all your life for it, and it take you all your life to get it together down here on this earth. And then in 1 second or two, it can all be gone. So don't put your affections on things on the earth. And he tells us that clearly. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Then in verse 3, he says, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, we're supposed to be dead. I know a lot of Christians that's not dead. They have resurrected this beast, and it is in control, and not the Spirit of God, which is supposed to live in you. Because he says there, but you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. And what does he mean when he says mortify or kill, therefore, your members which are upon the earth? Well, he names some of these things that you're supposed to mortify. One of them is fornication, which is sex outside of wedlock. Uncleanliness. Now, all kinds of unclean things you're supposed to mortify or stop doing these unclean things. Inordinate affections. Evil concupiscence. And covetousness, which is idolatry. All of these things you are to stop doing. For these things, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Now then, if you're a child of God and you're disobedient and you do these things, well, the wrath of God's going to come upon you for your sins. It says, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. In other words, most people, if they got to be 30 or 40 years old before they come to know Jesus, most of those people walked in every kind of known sin. I mean, it is amazing the kind of sins that people live in out there in the world, and they don't think nothing about it. It's just a way of life. And Paul's telling us that these people in Colossians, they did the same thing. But he says, but now that you're Christians, put off all these things. which are, and he lists these things that we are to put off, and we have the power within us to put these things off. You don't have to yield to the devil no more in these realms after you become a born-again Christian. He says you're to put off all these. Now, he tells us to do it. He didn't say God's going to do it for us. He's already given us the power and authority to do this. But listen to what he says. Now, put off all these things, which are anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications, and all kinds of filthy communications out of your mouth. Wow. You think about what some people... I think about a man that used to go to church. He worked with me, and he was a man of God. He went to church every Sunday. He wouldn't think about being late for Sunday school and church. He worked. He was an elder in his church and everything else. But on Monday morning, I mean, he had the foulest mouth. Wow, some of the words that come out of his mouth. So one day I sat down with him, had a talk with him. I said, you know, are you really a man of God? Well, yeah. I said, don't you know what the Lord says over here when he says, let not none of this filthy communication come out of your mouth? I said, that doesn't glorify God. I said, you need to stop that. He said, well, I guess I just don't realize what I say. I said, the Lord says there, he has in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, he has given you the power over the enemy to put that away. You don't have to do that, and you don't have to yield to that no more in his name. And he said, you know, I really know that you're right, and I should stop that. And as far as I know, I was around that man for 18 or 20 more years before he retired. He retired a couple, 2 or 3 years before I did. I stayed on a little longer. And as far as I know, I never heard that man use a word of profanity again. See, that's what two brothers in Christ can do if we start sitting down talking with each other. And then he also says in verse 9, we're to lie not one to the other. We're not to tell lies to each other, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Now, the old man was the one that's supposed to be dead. The old man is the one you don't want to resurrect, because if you resurrect him, you will lie again. Leave him dead. And these are the requirements of the things you need to do to walk in the anointing. And he says, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. In other words, that's the image of Christ. We're supposed to be like him. He says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also forgive him. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness, of perfectness. And let the peace of God, think about what he said, and above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. The bond. Without love, you can't do nothing. As a child of God, you must learn how to love if you want to walk in God's anointing. And then he said, if you will do that, in verse 15 he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, these are some of the requirements that you will have to do if you want to walk in God's anointing. There is several things here in Colossians chapter 3, but you need to read almost the whole things. And in fact, you do need to read that entire chapter. He even goes into detail then after that, telling what wives must do, what husbands must do, what children must do, and all these things that you must do. In fact, the whole Bible is actually telling us what we must do. But we're trying to round up some of these things and put them together to let you know the way you have to live and love and the way you have to treat people if you want to walk in God's anointing and see Him answer your prayers and see great and mighty things when you pray. Now then, let's think about what we've been talking about and all the things and all the examples of how Christ lived and the way He walked and the things He did. And we've been reading about these things in the Word of God and discussing them. Now I want to go back again and recap Luke 6:40. This is what I started out with at the beginning of the week. Now I want you to think about this. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40, it says, "The disciple is not above his master." Well, now the disciple is you and I, but the master is Jesus. It says, "The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect, everyone that is perfect shall be as his master." So if you and I want to walk in God's anointing and do the same things that Jesus did, we can do it. But there is a requirement. It is the Word of God. And it's living in obedience to the Word. Because just think, listen to that one more time. What he's trying to say there is, the disciple is not above his master. In other words, you can't be above Jesus. I don't care what you do. You can never do a greater miracle in quality than Jesus did. But you can do more miracles than Jesus did because Jesus was limited to time of walking and speed of walking. And he didn't have jet airplanes to fly around all over the country and do these things. And he didn't have radio. I can speak to more people in one day over these radios than Jesus did in his entire life. But it's actually him speaking through me. So it's him doing it any way you look at it. But he says, everyone or every disciple that is perfect. Now that's the goal, to be perfect. And if you will work on being perfect, then you shall be as your master, which is Jesus. And you will be able to do the same mighty things, and it will actually be Christ in you doing it. So when you pray, you will get to see the King do great and mighty things if you will take on His attributes. Well, we come to the end of a day. I'd like to invite you to call us for free and postpaid audio and video teachings, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes. You can go to our website. You can see where we're going to be, and you can find a lot of good things on our website, including you can order tapes, CDs, everything that you want right there. Tell them which ones you want and actually submit an order right there on the web. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you.